Hi, this is Louisa Tanner Munson, and this is an astrology boo, number 41, and it's dedicated to all you Pisceans out there. You gorgeous, soulful, poetic, and dreamy Pisces, this is for you. Because most of the Pisceans I know are pretty connected into what's going on in the world in some way. Whether you listen to the news or not, or, you know, read feeds on social networking, you stay connected anyway because you've got this kind of understanding and intuition that nearly always brings you a kind of energy report. So what this is really confirmation of probably what you already know. Now, for those of you that are, listening into news feeds and stuff, you've probably already heard somewhere along the line that the last 2 weeks of April are pretty epic astrologically. Tomorrow, I'm recording on this on the 14th, by the way, but tomorrow on Tuesday, the 15th of April, 2014, we've got a total lunar eclipse. And it's quite a, it's a really lovely looking eclipse that's going to happen. And it is in the middle, or it's kind of kicking off an ongoing situation astrologically. And a week later, on the Wednesday, the 23rd of April, there's a grand square formation that's been brewing since, on and off, since 2012. And it's really in its culmination. And most astrologers, when they look at it, go, oh my God, yikes, what's happening? So that's happening on the 23rd. And to top off the end of this season, I guess, the end of April, on the 29th, Tuesday the 29th, we've got a solar eclipse. Now, I would imagine that you're quite familiar with that you're changing emotions in time with the moon. With the 15th and the 29th, the total lunar and the solar eclipse, there's a lot going on and it's a very, very powerful time. So I wanted to talk you through how these times might be affecting you and what you can do to surf it. Because actually, Pisces, there's a lot going on in your life. You've got a long-term thing of having Neptune, which is, one of your rulers, going through your first house, and also Chiron. And that, to me, indicates that really your life has taken quite a confusing and sometimes bewildering approach, where you're not entirely sure if you're picking up on your emotions or the emotions of other people. It's a very, very creative time for Pisceans out there, with Neptune that's soulful, poetic, but also a bit tricky and a little bit, illusionary. It's very difficult to know what's right for you and what's not. It's a time when you're really having to use your intuition a lot more than usual. And Chiron, like the wounded healer in your first house, it's making anything to do with original pain really, really relevant right now. I see it's a time for you clearing the past and moving on. So anything that causes you pain, you learn to understand it in a new way. I see this as a time for you to reconstruct your personal image and the way you think about yourself, but in a way that makes you more creative, more passionate, and a lot more ethereal and worldly wise. I see it as a very transforming time for you. And having Uranus in your second house right now, that's definitely changing the way you feel about yourself and how you value yourself, and also your approach to money, which I would imagine is a bit chaotic. Like, for those of you that are involved in healing and the arts, it could be quite a great time, and it would explain why, you know, your finances go from one thing to another in quick succession. With Pluto through your 11th house right now, it's bringing in quite a few powerful people into your life, but also making you feel a little bit protective of yourself, almost as if you know there are powerful people around you, but you almost have to guard yourself from them. So it's making you a little bit more nervous around people that want to connect with you, making you actually feel more like going it alone. And with Jupiter in your fifth house, yeah, your projects, whatever you're interested in, whatever you're giving birth to right now, just takes precedence. You've got a real sort of fertility around you where anything that comes into your mind, you can give birth to quite quickly. But it is a time for excesses. Romantically, you know, when it's about having fun, you are really quite, at times, a little bit, well, you're connecting into your inner child. So you're not seen as responsible or as grown up as you may like to be seen. It is a time of excess and creativity and a little bit of foggy headedness. So this is a really interesting time we're coming into. And I haven't actually yet mentioned that your eighth house of great big change and birth, life and death is actually the focal point of this change that we're talking about right now. With the Mars going retrograde through there, it almost feels like you want to break free and create a lot of big changes yourself. It might be that you're having confrontations with people that are starting you on the process of transformation. It could be a time when you actually let go of people that no longer serve you. But with the Moon and the transiting North Node there at the moment, it does hint that you are actually on the path to some kind of rebirth, possibly a spiritual rebirth, a sexual rebirth, could even be a financial one. So how does this all tie in with what's going on right now? Well, here's how I see it for the 15th, for tomorrow, with the total lunar eclipse. You've got this going on across your money areas. So it looks to me like your biggest concern right off the bat is how do you resource yourself? How do you stay afloat? You know, we're looking at mid-month and you may already be thinking you haven't got enough money to get by. With a Moon and North Node going through at the moment and Mars retrograde, it almost seems like the moment you get some balance that something else crops up and comes in the way and ends up with you being more out of pocket. And also where in the past you might have been able to ask for support from other people, pretty much significant people that like parents or partners. In the past, those kinds of support avenues aren't necessarily there for you. It's almost as if these kinds of people are saying, you need to grow up, you need to do a bit better than this. So it's a very difficult time for you in as much as there's a feeling of survival that's kicking in right now. So my advice to you tomorrow is get everything that would make you feel secure around you for tomorrow. Don't stress yourself out. If you've got plans that you know you can't afford, then just change them, do something. And don't be afraid to change them right at the last minute. These are changeable times and lots of people are dipping in and dipping out of things. Seriously, do yourself a favour and ensure that you've just got enough for yourself tomorrow and fill your life with things tomorrow that make you feel secure so that you don't have any of these horrible survival issues going on. I would also just, as an aside, suggest that you spend time, if you choose to spend time with other people, spend time with people that reinforce your own feelings of self-value, because there are people all going a bit crazy around the world at the moment. So, you know, don't spend time with people that are going to reinforce bad feelings about yourself. This is a time of your flourishing, not you crumbling. This is a time for you to flourish. I really can't stress that enough. So that's the 15th. And that situation is likely to continue around towards the 23rd when things do get quite or seem dicey for you, but that's not necessarily the truth of it. It almost seems like there are these ideas that you're desperate to get out there, and desperate to give birth to, desperate to communicate, and yet you don't seem to have the resources or the confidence in yourself to actually let these go and get out there. Again, my advice here would be to think about your contacts that you have, and I can see this is a time where you're not really trusting others as much as you have in the past, and you may well have really good reasons as to why you don't want to do that. But right now, on the 23rd, I think, you know, if you want to be able to give birth to the ideas that you want to, if you want to be able to have fun, if you want to be able to relax and have a more carefree life, I think you need to open up to other people. So don't be the wacky, elusive and creative loner. You don't have to. Find the people who you know you can trust, or find the people that you know you've had a disagreement with, but you trust that you can resolve it and get that work done. Seriously, dip your toe in. Don't be scared. You know, reach out to those people, because it's in the feeling of connection that you'll be lacking around the 23rd. You need to feel connected. Pisces, you really need to feel connected. So connect with the people you feel you can trust. By the time the 29th comes along, there's a solar eclipse in Taurus, which is in your third house of communications. And I see that as being really instrumental in you feeling comfortable in your home environment again, with your local neighbours, your siblings, the people you grew up with. I see you finding some peace with your past in that respect as well. But I also see it as a time when things get easier for you to communicate. So if you have been struggling to communicate how you feel or what your experience of life is at the moment, from the 29th, you're going to get the go-ahead to just release yourself and relax into a new period of time. Anyway, I hope that's been really useful for you, Pisces. If you do want to talk or have an individual astrology reading by me, then drop me a line. My email address is louisatannermunson@gmail.com. You can also reach me via my website, astrologyboo.com. For now, though, enjoy the hectic and interesting astrological times ahead, and see you on the other side. With much love.